You're listening to the Timberline Church podcast, where we have conversations about how we let love live in our everyday lives, how God has met us and transformed us. I'm Pastor Jeff Lucas. Thanks for listening. It's Passion Week. Easter is days away, and we are preparing our hearts and minds to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by reflecting daily on some of what Mark says in his gospel about Jesus' final journey to the cross. Mark chapter 14 and verse 3 says, while Jesus was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want. But you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." As the one through whom everything that has been made, Jesus has shaped and seen incredible beauty. Think of it, the universe and everything in it, towering mountain peaks, butterflies with stunning tapestry wings, far-flung stars and planets, all this is the work of his amazing hands. And so, how wonderful it is when he declares a tender act of devotion to be beautiful in his eyes. This for him would be a bloody week, when many ugly, spiteful things would be done to Jesus. So-called faithful companions disappeared in a cloud of dust when he was arrested, nowhere to be seen when the heat was really turned up. A kiss of betrayal from Judas would brush his cheek. He was surrounded by thugs, dressed up as priests, brandishing indictments of blasphemy, even as they blasphemed him, their eyebrows highbrow in mock horror. Square-jawed Roman bruisers punched him, tossing the best of them all aside while they tumbled dice for his coat. But in the midst of the muck, the blood, the bile, the rank stench of hypocrisy and evil dressed up as religion and goodness, there was a rose on the rubbish tip in Mary's expensive offering of anointing oil. Surely her offering showed that she understood a hint of all that was to come in the next few days as she anointed Jesus for burial. As the scent of that perfume filled the room, she was saying to Jesus, "I've heard you. I've listened when you said you were going to die, even when others protested that it must never be allowed to happen. I don't understand it, but I believe what you say. Let me help prepare you for the journey ahead." When we sacrifice, serve, care, and listen, heaven notices, and God declares, "Now that's beautiful." Lord, we'd love to live lives that are beautiful in your eyes. Work in us by your Holy Spirit to produce rich, beautiful fruit, a delight to you. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.